You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week commentator Gary Borders explores the differences between cats, dogs, and a squatting baby possum that claims his garage as her new home.
I've been playing possum with a possum. We feed our two cats in the shop, which is an attached one-car garage. Our den used to be the other half of the garage. It's easy to let them out there and open the door to the outside so once fed, they can go do their business. If we feed them inside, Rosie the smart dog will figure out a way to steal their food. Rosie lives to eat. She eagerly sits as we dine, waiting for crumbs to hit the floor. The cat food would disappear before Tater and Tot have had a chance to swallow a few kibbles if Rosie had her way. Cats and dogs eat differently. Dogs, at least our two, prance in joyous anticipation as mealtime approaches at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. They perform pirouettes, dance upright on their hind legs, and make silly yipping noises. Once served, they devour their dry dog food in a matter of seconds. Then it's back to their usual routine, which is finding a soft place to sleep on one of the sofas. Cats, however, eat slowly and deliberately. They prefer to nibble a while, prowl a bit, then return for a second course. Often they'll leave food in the bowl for the next meal. When the cats are full, they stop eating. This is foreign behavior to our dogs, who believe any repast left uneaten will be taken away, so it must be consumed even if they are full as ticks on a bloodhound. One morning a few months ago, my wife informed me that a critter had taken up residence in the shop. I had forgotten to close the outside door. The evidence was readily apparent. This critter was not housebroken. I cleaned up the mess, opened the garage door, and began hunting for the culprit. It was nowhere to be found, so I concluded it had already left the premises. I shut all the doors, figuring problem solved. When I let the cats out later, it became clear the critter was still inside, judging from the physical evidence and numerous items knocked off the storage shelves. I fetched a flashlight and began searching again. Cowering in a corner was a baby possum, which began hissing at me. A hissing baby possum is hilarious. It's like being threatened by a large, ugly cat. Now, speaking of cats, ours were of no assistance. They ignored the possum and generously shared their food. They knew there was more where that came from. Again, I opened all the doors. A lightning bolt of inspiration compelled me to fetch the leaf blower. I cranked it up and began sweeping it through the shop like a machine gun. The possum fled, and I declared victory. Several days later, my wife reported the possum had returned. I had again neglected to close the outside door. This time the possum left pretty quickly after I caught him out in the open instead of hiding in a corner. I closed the doors, cleaned up the mess again, and headed for the morning walk with Sam, the not-as-smart dog. As we were about to leave our yard, I spied the baby possum in the azaleas, and so did Sam. I let him loose with the exhortation, "Get that possum, Sam!" He tried his level best, though I knew there was no way he would, one, actually catch it, and secondly, know what to do if he did. When we returned from our walk, the possum was meandering around the backyard. I let Sam loose once again, and the chase was on with the same results. Sam received high praise for his noble effort. I have not seen the possum since. He's probably, well, playing possum.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.